Kroger said it would stop selling guns to buyers under 21 years of age through its Fred Meyer locations. Now, that's the third major retailer to tighten its policies. Others, Dick's Sporting Goods chain and Walmart. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, with us. John, what's your take on all this that's been going on over the last couple weeks?
Well, it's been pretty frustrating with regard to the laws that keep on being proposed. You know, it's kind of hard to see how they would have anything to do with stopping these attacks, particularly the number one that keeps on getting pushed all the time, these background checks on private transfers. On the other hand, something that we know would work, and that is essentially getting rid of these gun-free zones where yet another attack occurred with this Florida attack. It's something that a lot of Democrats and others are really refusing to even consider. It's hard for me to see why people don't understand. Just reading the diaries and other things that these killers leave, how that makes it a target for people.
And let me ask you this, John. I don't have a problem, and you know I'm a concealed weapons permit holder. I'm a supporter of guns. I don't have a problem raising the age limit to 21. How about you?
Well, look, they're 20-year-old women who get stalked. I mean, why? Obviously, there are costs and benefits for any of these laws. We've had a 19-year-old go and commit this horrendous crime. People who are 20, 19 also need guns for self-defense. What we need to look at or at least consider is that they're both costs and benefits. It's because somebody committed this horrible crime who's 19. I mean, what happens the next time somebody does it at 22 or 25? There's like no discussion about what is the net effect of having this increased age requirement. We've done this once before. There was really no age requirements federally before 1994.
Right.
There's only been a few academic studies that I know of that looked at the impact that had on crime, and they find no beneficial effect from raising it.
And what do you think of the president's assertion yesterday that if there's anybody who might seem to be a little disjarred or imbalanced, we're going to go and take their guns, and we'll worry about it in court later?
Well, I mean, I think that there are problems with that, too. Look, it'd be nice if it was easy to go and identify these individuals. Over the last decade, 60% of these mass public shooters were actually seeing mental health care professionals prior to them engaging in these attacks, and yet not one single case were any of these individuals identified as a danger to themselves or to others. It's very difficult to go and identify these individuals. My concern is, what's your backup plan? What happens if you're not able to go and identify these individuals beforehand? And that seems to be something that isn't getting serious attention.
Right. You know? And that's a big problem, too. John, thank you. John is also the president of the newly formed Crime Prevention Research Center.